pleased to be joined by the starting goaltender for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Here is Frederik Andersen. We just had Commissioner Bill Daly on, and I offered him the first question to you, and he wanted to know, how was your summer vacation?
It was pretty good. Yeah, a good summer.
What did you do? Hang out in California?
Yeah, I was in California training most of it, and had a couple trips home to Denmark and a little trip to Italy. So, really good summer.
Are you a surfer? Like, do you get in the water and paddle around out there?
No, not really. I wouldn't say so.
It's hard. It's really hard. So when you get into this season, compare it to a year ago when you were coming off the injury, how much more comfortable is your game? How much more comfortable are you going into game one compared to last season?
Well, I feel a lot better, obviously. I think it's been nice to be part of training camp and all the stuff leading up to the season. It's nice to be at 100% and also feel really comfortable around the rink. Everyone around the team, you know by now, and only a few new faces to learn to get to know. And I think all that stuff just adds up to feeling really good and comfortable right away.
You know all the nicknames now.
Yeah, exactly. I know what. How I can give some guys a little pick on them a little bit and joke around.
Hey, Frederik, we know your team can score. What do you need to do to go to that level now to bring your goals against average, your team goals against average down? Because the last 2 years, you guys have been in the bottom third.
Yeah, I think it's something we definitely want to improve, and we know that playing structured and playing fast out of our own zone is something that's going to help help bring that down over a long season. But also we know that's how we win in the playoffs, to limit the opponent's chances and goals, obviously.
And Frederik, being a number one goaltender, people speculate how many games he'll play. And I'm curious, if you were asked that question, health issues aside, what do you think you would forecast as the optimum number of games you'd want to play, start as a number one goaltender?
Well, I don't really have an answer, so I think you're going to have to bug our coaches about that. I don't know if he likes to talk about it either, but in all seriousness, it's not something I really worry about. I just know that we have a good staff of sports science and all that, good trainers that keep us keep making sure that we're fresh every time we go on the ice, and I think that's something we monitor a lot to make sure that myself are ready to play whatever number of games it is.
Okay, so my other question then, this one's a personal one then. Some people say Toronto is the most difficult place to play. Some people say Toronto is the best place to play, about the pressure and things. So what do you tell people when people ask what it's like to play in a place like this?
Well, I think it's a privilege to play here in Toronto with the fan base we have. And I think getting to know how it is firsthand, I think it's been a huge experience last year. And I think it's exciting to see people come up and literally having generations of fan bases around here, and that's something that motivates you even more. I think it's a special place.
Frederik Andersen joins us. Toronto Maple Leafs getting set for the Winnipeg Jets on opening night tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Eastern time. Get you set with an hour pregame show at 6 o'clock Eastern time.
What do you see on that blue line that's a little different? We know that Rosen and Borgman have certainly made names for themselves this training camp. How much of a different look do you expect to see on that blue line?
Well, I think those two, they made me a good impression on me and everyone around the team. I think they're exciting to see how they're gonna do. I think both of them had good camps, and then with Hainsey, we get some more some veteran presence and a guy who's been played a lot of games in this league and over a lot of years. So he can bring that to the table along with a lot of some good playoff experience from last year.
You spent a lot of time in California with Austin Matthews. That's no secret, but we don't know a lot about him. Can you give us one little tidbit, one, share one nugget that we may not know about Auston Matthews that you got to see firsthand?
Yeah, he's a good golfer. I think we went out and played a little bit. He needed to get out of the heat in Arizona, and yeah, he plays. He works on his golf game. I know his sister's just really good, so she probably gave him a few tips.
Short game, long game, hits it a ton.
A little bit of everything, I think. I would say he's a scratch golfer, but he's working well on it, and he definitely improved a lot too from the first time I saw him play. But yeah, he's a good golfer.
You mentioned the places you enjoyed over the summer. You worked out. Was there a certain element of the game that you worked on, especially your game?
I got a little bit leaner, and I think that was the main goal, and just keep up the strength that I do have, and that's been that was been the focus from last year, making that jump to play a little bit more, and being used to being almost every night starter, and that's that was the goal to kind of prolong and be able to keep the good feeling of being fresh every night, even later in the season.
For a minute there, I thought you said you got meaner, not leaner.
Yeah. I don't know what I mean. I'll see.
Do you have a little bit of payback for Patrick Laine tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think we definitely want to try to shut him down. And I think our focus is to come off to a good start. We're going to come out the gates right away, and that should be everyone's excited to get on the plane and get going.
Have a safe flight, and good luck tomorrow. Thanks for doing it.
Thank you very much.